finally, 6-year wait, and Eric Lindros is in to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Happy to be joined now by Steve Coates, radio analyst for the Philadelphia Flyers. Steve, thanks so much for this. So I imagine you feel like most people that this was a long time coming for Mr. Lindros.
Well, I think when you take a look at, you know, his record, what he meant to the game of hockey, I think, Ben, when you take a look at a guy like Lindros, 6'4", 240 pounds, there was never anybody like him to be able to shoot the puck, pass the puck, play the game aggressively, dominate hockey games the way he did. Were there good times? A lot of good times. Were there bad times? Sure. I mean, anybody that played the game of hockey, it's not a complete high all the time. I mean, he had it was an emotional roller coaster for him. But I think for a guy like Eric and understanding what he provided for the game, and not just for the National Hockey League, for the game of hockey, when you think about his world standings and world juniors, Olympics, all these different things all come into play. And his points per game is just marvelous. So when you take all those things into consideration, I think that Eric Lindros obviously deserves to be in the Hall, and I'm happy for him.
Why do you think it took him so long? Is it the longevity thing? Is it that his career was so beset by injuries and just the length and breadth of the career was not as long as maybe some of the voters would have liked?
Yeah, I think definitely the latter, the number of games played. I think a number of years played in the playoffs, only six, only 53 games in the playoffs, never a Stanley Cup. All those come into consideration when you're talking about the whole picture when you're taking a look at a guy like Lindros getting into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I think, you know, the playoffs is one that really probably stands out the most for him. The one really, really good year, 96-97, when the Flyers went to the Stanley Cup Final, he had an absolutely spectacular playoff against the New York Rangers. And the next thing you know, they ran into a buzzsaw. Everybody thought that there was going to be the Flyers beating the Red Wings in the finals, and the Red Wings were just too powerful. I mean, totally a team effort to beat the Flyers, beat them four straight. And that probably haunted Lindros a little bit too, because not winning a Stanley Cup is a big, big thing for people when they're looking at the success of a player and the longevity of playing in the National Hockey League and not having that success. But when you take, everything goes back to points. Even when you take a look at the number of games played in the playoffs, 53 games, 57 points. And these numbers just kind of come firing out at you. And you know what number that really never really comes up very much? He was a plus 215.
Yeah.
Now, oh yeah, he scored a lot of points. But remember, not all the teams he played for in Philadelphia were very good. I mean, they were good, but there were some tough years also. So you're going to be susceptible to that minus type season. But plus 215 over your career is pretty impressive.
Do you think any of the length of time that we had to wait to see Eric Lindros go into the Hall of Fame, any of it has to do with the perception and maybe, I don't know if it's necessarily the personality thing, but you talk about forcing his way out of Quebec when he was drafted number one overall in 91. Like, does any of that, do you think, play into it? Of course, we'll never know because it's so shrouded in secrecy, the Hockey Hall of Fame. But how much do you think that those ancillary things had to do with this?
Well, I don't know if it's a topic like you mentioned yourself. We don't really know what happens in those meetings. But I would imagine from an individual standpoint, for the people that are on the selection committee, that in the back of their minds, those different things all come into play.
Yeah.
You know, not everything was, you know, rosy here in Philadelphia during his time. I mean, there was good times, as I mentioned, and bad times. So people in the National Hockey League are going to look at that and try to understand why. They'll have their opinions. And so I would imagine all those different things come into play. What happened in Quebec? What happened here in Philadelphia? What happened in New York? What happened in Dallas? What happened in Toronto? Everybody has a thought process after, you know, coming across Eric Lindros during his playing time in the National Hockey League. So obviously everybody has an opinion, but what's said and what comes into play in those meetings, like you just mentioned, nobody will ever know.
Yeah, it's kind of irritating to me. Talking to Steve Coates, radio analyst.
I understood that listening to you before that.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. Talking to Steve Coates, radio analyst for the Philadelphia Flyers. Would you like to see some more transparency? Would you like to see where the voting totals are and how close a guy is and just, you know, be able to debate that aspect of the thing and not just have to say, well, you didn't get in, but I don't know by how much or what the totals were. How do you like the way the Hockey Hall of Fame does it?
I have to really, like, I never thought about it that much until you started talking about it and comparing it to the other halls.
Yeah.
And, you know, their requirements and their process to be able to become members. I think that in this world today, that word transparency becomes very prevalent. That seems like the buzzword as we talk today in any kind of situation. But in this circumstance, obviously the hierarchy of the National Hockey League and the people involved with the Hockey Hall of Fame have a system that's in place, and obviously they have a set of rules, and they're going to follow a set of rules until they're voted down and move forward. I would imagine that it's a very strong group. It's a very strong institution. And until somebody jumps up on a stage and gets everybody together and says, guess what, we want to change, I don't think they're going to change it.
Where does Eric Lindros stand in all-time Flyers lore? There's only five guys that have had their numbers retired by the Philadelphia Flyers. Is there a chance that one day, and is it likely that one day Eric Lindros joins them?
Where does he fall into the lore? Well, obviously, when you think of if you go back through the history of the team, 60s and 70s, you talk about Clark, Bob Clark. I mean, he's the one that put the logo on the map. When you look at the 80s, boy, there's a lot of good players that played in the 80s. They went to two Stanley Cup finals. There's a number of great players on that team. Of course, Mark Howe leading him, a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame. When you think of the 90s, you think of Lindros. So remember, there was not all good times here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And for Eric Lindros to come back and play in the alumni game, that had to do with Paul Holmgren, the president of the Flyers, saying, listen, let's bury the hatchet. Let's bring him back. Let's get this done. And then to have him go into the Flyers Hall of Fame last year was a big, big moment. To have his number retired, that'd be another big step in the city of Philadelphia and for the Philadelphia Flyers. There's a lot of people that would like to see it. There's a lot of people who would question it. I'm not going to deny that. But Eric Lindros definitely plays into the top five all-time to ever play for the Philadelphia Flyers. There's no two ways about it. The numbers talk, what he did. And, you know, we always talk about the success of the Flyers when Eric became a Flyer after being traded from Quebec in that big trade in the early 90s. The one thing that nobody talks about is that he had a major, major effect on building the Wells Fargo Center.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, Mr. Snyder was sticking his neck out, putting his money on the line to build that brand-new building in 1996-97, and at that time, leading up to that, obviously they were putting together the sales, doing all the things they needed to make that building successful, and Eric Lindros was the major selling point when that building opened. So that had a lot to do with the success of the Flyers in the middle 90s, moving forward, heading to the Stanley Cup Finals. He had a big part of it. So that is a very good topic as far as the debate of whether his number should be retired here in Philadelphia.
Maybe it'll happen. Maybe number 88 will be the sixth number retired in Philly. But as of right now, we're talking about a Hall of Famer in Eric Lindros. Steve, thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.